calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
33013.
Okay, 33013. Thank you. And one moment, please. Okay, may I also have your first and last name, please?
My first name is Sandra. My last name is Horgan, H-O-R-G-A-N.
Okay, thank you for that information. And one moment, please. Okay, and for security purposes, please verify your address, please.
670 East 60th Street, Hialeah, Florida.
Okay, thank you for that information. All right, I'm still accessing information, so I apologize for the wait. All right, let's see. I'm about to get there.
Okay.
All right. So I've gotten an account located that is showing your name as well as your address. And you are calling us about the Bites Hub meal app, which provides a customer with recipe plans and meal guides to help you to eat and feel better. How can I assist?
It's what? Vitamins?
No, ma'am. It's called the Bites Hub meal app. It helps you to...
Bites Hub is a tub thing?
Bites, B-I-T-E-S, Hub, H-U-B. It's an app.
Okay, for Bites. Is there a name there that says Aiden Ross by any chance?
No, ma'am. It just shows the Bites Hub meal app. It's what, pardon, it's what it shows here in the system.
Because I have about three bills, different months. I have wellness, quality, Polanco, and Star Body, Trainer, Electro. Are those yours?
I wouldn't know unless you told me the charges, because we have the actual product. We don't have, if those are merchant names, I don't have that information.
But what is it that you need?
You're wanting to know about the names provided on your statement?
My statement, I'm 77 years old.
Okay.
I don't use no Bites thing, no cub, whatever the heck that is, or what.
Well, with the...
Because I was just wondering if my grandson purchased any of these stuff.
Okay.
Using my credit card, you know, my CD card. And which one is Star Body Trainer?
I wouldn't know, ma'am. I don't have the name that's on your statement there. But what it shows is for the Bites Hub meal app is $59.89 per month.
$59 a month?
Yes, ma'am. $59.89.
I have here $49.89, and then a bill for that Star Body, whatever. $24.99, and then I have another bill of wellness quality for $59.89 again. on a different period, and then I have the Star Body Trainer for $24.99. I have about three bills where that's coming in, and I don't recall ordering anything, you know.
Okay, well, I can assist here with the Bite Sub Mail app, which is $59.89. With it, it helps you to increase your energy level by decreasing carbs, but it starts with the individual using their Android or their iPhone to complete a survey. You enter a contest or sweepstake for an item that's offered. It shows here it was an iPhone. Do you remember using your phone to enter a contest and accepting an iPhone?
I don't remember. My phone is an iPhone 6 that I'm calling you.
Okay, well, that's how this started. If you don't remember doing it, I can get you transferred to the fraud department, or if you think your grandson did it, then I'll just go ahead and assist.
I think he might have done this. I don't know. I know he bought a bicycle from Amazon.
Okay.
And I wonder if that's for the bicycle.
No, ma'am, this is not for a bicycle. It's the Bite Sub Mail app. I can't speak for all of the charges that you have there, but the $59.89, excuse me, is what it shows for the Mill app.
Hey, now, 1 month was that?
It shows that you were just billed. Let me take a look here. All right, it shows you were just billed on the 23rd of March of this month.
Okay, I paid on February 25th, I paid the bill. I paid a bill with two transactions from those things that I'm saying. And then I paid another for the bill. February, and then now I get another bill from Citi, and it says December 14, $24.99, and then the wellness quality, $49.89.
Okay, Ms. Horgan, I can assist you, ma'am, with the Bite Sub Mail app for the $59.89. Pardon me. But you'll have to contact the proper customer service for the other charges that you're looking at. But for the $59.89, if you are you wanting to be transferred to the fraud department, or you believe
I don't want to do that with my grandson. But if it's him putting that charge there, he's going to have to answer to me.
Okay.
You know, because I don't, you know, I keep every month. I pay all my bills to the end to make it zero, you know, and then I started noticing this thing, wellness, and then Star Body, two times in my bills, and each bill for each month, and I won't you know do anything for exercise, because as it is, right now I have to see my orthopedic because I can't walk on my right leg. So I don't know.
Okay.
When did that account open?
Excuse me for just a moment. Sorry about that.
Okay.
All right, the survey that was done, which was connected to a web page, was done in the month of November, November 23rd, 21.
So it was a raffle, like you call, or whatever, I don't know.
No, ma'am, it's done on a website. An individual does a survey using their Android or iPhone, and once they submit the request for, and it shows it was an iPad, was the item that was offered. So when they processed the request, the Bites Hub meal app was in the terms and conditions. And so that's how this started. Now
so
here.
So this was sent for like a purchase of an iPad?
Well, it was offered as a winning, but we can see the item. We don't have anything to do with the contest. We just assist with the Bites Hub meal app. Information is sent to the email that the customer provides on the web page. And
not his email, but somebody else's email, right?
Well, it shows a Bell South email here.
Does it say Aiden Ross 1?
No, ma'am. It has your first and last name in it.
So he's using I'm telling you. Okay, I will handle this myself with him.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
He's gonna have to. And is this like a credit card? Is he putting things on that credit card?
We don't know what type of card it is since we don't take it over the phone, but there was a card provided on the web page. So if you're showing your statement, then that's the card that it was billed to. But there was a card that was provided on the website. And this, just to make sure that you know that this is a subscription, here we can offer a $20 discount off of it if you wanted to change your mind and use it for yourself.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Now, are there more bills that are going to come?
It would have been. I've just canceled it for you, so there won't be anything else done. Let me just note here, and I'll provide you with your cancellation number.
Okay.
And let's see. All right. So for your cancellation confirmation number for the Bites Hub Meal app, let me make it a bit larger here. That is the letter C.
Okay.
920
920
487 411
411
Yes,
74,
ma'am.
7411 is the last four, right?
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
And what? And which amount are you going to? You put that or whatever. I don't know how to.
Okay, now for the $59.89 that was just billed, I'm able to refund. Let's see. There's a non-refundable $5 fee there. I can refund $54.89.
Okay, $54.89. Okay, that's going to be refund.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Because normally he's not going to use his credit card, you know, and then I get it on my bill in my credit card.
Okay, so, well, you will see that reflected back in 3 to 5 business days, And the refund confirmation is the same number that I just provided to you. It begins with the letter R.
Okay. You gave me C920487411.
Yes, ma'am. And the only difference with the refund number, it'll start with the letter R, with the same digits.
Okay. Not with a C?
Right. That's the refund number. The one with the C is your cancel number. And with that same number beginning with the R is your refund number.
Okay. But it's the same number, but with a letter R first.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right. Thank you so much for your time.
You are welcome, ma'am. Is there anything else?
No, ma'am. That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.